That's the.
Do you want to get something to play sauce?
This is cool. It keeps it authentic and real.
Why?
You know, the more there's.
Wait.
All these people in the background and mods. Beat finer rather than.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
It's there.
Hey, what's good, my man? Shane, back in the building.
My brother.
Good to have you. This is a snippet.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
Yes, how are you? Yo, what's good, everyone? Well, Shane, good to have you back in, my man.
Bless my brother.
Figured I'd get the brother back on for us for another episode, a short one this time. And especially because lately there's been so much testimony, brother. Like, just caught up with Sonny last night, and you know, he's had his testimonies too lately to share wins. But yeah, man, first and foremost, how's everything going, homie?
Yeah, first and foremost, everything's all good. To the people who ever watch this one day, apologies. We just woke up straight from bed. The plumber's right here, just woke up. Next minute, somebody's like, oh, podcast, vodcast right now. So I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, sweet. So we haven't washed our faces, but everything is good.
Man, hard out. Haven't washed our faces, finally, but that's the true and authentic. When you get out of bed, you got to make a beat. We know all about, you know, that thing. And, man, we've got some testimony to share today, homie. Let's not beat around the bush. Share with everyone the big accomplishment. One of your big dreams and also something that, you know,
I've accomplished.
Yeah, you've accomplished just recently, bro.
Okay then, so what I've accomplished though is would I have thought in my whole life, even though I was working towards achieving my goal, was hitting a number one hit in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And I just accomplished that last week on Saturday with a song me and Rebecca Joe composed called Wifey. Check it out, all on streaming platforms when you get time, and makes me so happy, you know, that a boy like me had a number one for Ōtara Soa, South Auckland boy. And yeah, I'm so grateful for it. My biggest dream, however, shouldn't say however, but my biggest dream is one day being right there in front of a Grammy Award ceremony with me being a winner, so them calling out my name, and the winner is Shane Walker. You know, make me so proud to this boy that comes from a small place from Aotearoa and the Cook Islands too. He wins a Grammy Award, and when that day ever comes, I'll be having Maori flag, Cook Island flag, Samoan flag, Tongan flag, Niuean flag, Tokelauan flag, Tuvalu flag.
Algerian flag
for you, my brother, because you are the team and you are part of my success too. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't help but just start becoming more proud of how much these cultures are all for all of us to enjoy, not just, you know, oh, I'm from this culture. Now that's the old way of doing things, the new ways. Appreciate that we're all able to appreciate, like, you know, consider ourselves all of these cultures at the same time.
Yeah.
That's how I got into this too, and that's how you got into this. So it's very powerful what you just said, because yeah, for whatever reason people feel too attached and people feel like, oh, you can't speak, you're not from that culture. Like, well, no one's from any culture, we're all from the humanity culture. We're all from the planet Earth culture, we're all from the heart culture, so that's very cool. I love that. Well, I tell you what, bro, it's not the first time you've hit the charts. Yeah. Those that are listening and don't know too much about your successes and achievements, you know, what are some of the other big highlights that can inspire everyone just tuning in, you know, helps you get to this?
One of my biggest highlights is I've released 7 songs this year, and 7 have hit the charts. But one of my favorite that hit the charts too is a beat that you produced. Yeah, the Keep Pushing Through. It means a lot. It's a good story too. Like that says that no matter how hard or whatever you're going through in your life, man, sometimes you gotta put your head down and just keep pushing through. Meaning that, bro, you know, the roads, times may get hard and the roads maybe get rocky, but if you keep pushing through all the storm, there's a nice, beautiful side. On the other, you'll get there to the other side where it's nice and calm.
Yeah, and you can find peace as well with family.
Yeah.
To help you keep pushing through. So that's a cool song. I like the meaning. Dedicated to grandma.
Yeah, grandparents. Yeah,
grandparents. Yeah. Very cool. I love that quote at the end, bro. I looked at it and stared at it and related to me, because I'm really into, you know, some of these people that study how humans behave when they know they're going to pass away, because everyone has to pass away, and then some people choose to face it and keep pushing through with the life they do have.
Yeah.
Some people almost already give up because they feel like life's too, you know, temporary and fleeting. So yeah, keep pushing through was actually an opportunity to look at that statement at the end of the music video you put in, that quote from her about, like, you know,
yeah,
making yourself the, you know, the author of your life, which is really cool, bro.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Whatever you want to achieve, you're in control of it. You can get from A to B, yeah, but you are the driver. You're in control of giving towards where you want to go to. And if you don't get there somehow, probably never wasn't that determined or passionate or didn't push there hard enough.
Yeah, or God just didn't want it to be. And
yeah, maybe, yeah, that could be another reason too as well.
Yeah, so
maybe it just wasn't for you.
At least you won't know until you try. And that's what I like about the way to approach life, is it's a collaboration with God. You can't let God do everything. You can't do it all yourself.
Amen.
You have to collaborate.
He can lead you in the right direction and stuff, but it's up to you, eh? You have the legs.
Yeah, exactly, man. Oh, that's a cool way to look at that track. So, yeah, there's another track, couple tracks as well that have been on the charts. And, yeah, seeing them all, they all represent songs that people can relate to, first and foremost, but secondly, songs that can create statements in the music. Charts, a lot of the charts, if the songs is the same thing, oh, I love you, she's not this anymore, you know these songs, but this is cool to hear testimony of different songs on the charts, and we've even got to see some of our brothers in the music also get on the charts for the first time too. But yeah, now that you've been on there, I feel like a lot of people can feel the motivation and inspiration if they're feeling like they're deliberately not getting on the charts. It's actually now a lot more possible with the way things have turned around, eh? And you've helped be part of it. Technology has helped us. It's really cool to reflect, bro. But that's so inspiring, because Sweet and Ari, the track Maximum, huge highlight, you know, seeing us learn about video on the job.
Yeah.
When it came to the video and stuff, we
all,
yeah, of course, yeah, it's beat funny, bro.
Raw, eh?
It's beat funny.
Raw, yeah. And real.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of all these people who are like putting words in people's mouths and saying, so you got 200 streams on there, and then what is it? Man, just... Yeah, everyone can find stuff for themselves. We want to feel like they're real raw. So, yeah. Was there any people that really inspired you with music videos, getting into wanting to do them? Because you always wanted to
getting
do
into
them.
Wanting to do filming.
Yeah.
So if this video ever finds him, it was actually a Tongan brother, one of the tokos, real talented. I saw him filming once, actually I didn't think anything of it because in my head I was like, oh, I think you need big cameras and all that stuff. All he had was a gimbal and a small Canon, I don't know if it was a 90D or M50, and didn't think too much of it. A month later, Stelliano's video dropped called Mula, and when I saw that, holy Jesus karate, bro, this was one of the best music videos I've ever seen, like in the past five years, and he done it with this gimbal and this camera. But I was mind blown, like, oh. Straight from that moment, I messaged my brother, Fats482, James Siofale, and told Uso, because he knew who Vils was. He goes, Uso, can you ask that fella what gears to buy and stuff? And that's when I got inspired.
Wow. Yeah. And the video inspired you so much that before you know it, you hit your own gear.
Well, not that, man. Yeah, with the support of Facebook, of course. You know, my brother DT, Daniel Taylor, my brother Sandy Harris, a couple of other people on social media too who forked in and gave me some of their own funds to help me. I sold my car too as well, and my royalties for my music, and consolidated it together to buy the gears I needed, and here we are today.
Yeah, you got some great deals on that gear. Like I guess hustling is something you never stop doing, because you might suddenly think, oh, I need to go all out, but yeah, the hustle never stops, and that's what I like about seeing this unfold. Is you have to become very strategic on where the money's going, and always think again, okay, is there another way to do this? Don't just do this, but then sometimes you still have to just do this. So yeah, comes with experience, eh, brother? Knowing when to do what and how to do it, and you can't get it perfect, just give it your best. So to see now all the gear come together just because you take that big step is awesome, bro. And then for others wanting to get into music videos, they can hear this and think, well, you know what? You can do it, I can do it, you know? You learnt video editing on the job as well, eh, bro? Didn't really learn too much about it, and then all of a sudden you did it.
Go now, go!
Kwana! For those who are watching,
smoking, darling.
What does Kwana mean?
I don't even know where I got the name Kona for my daughter. You know how us parents get? When you have your child one day, brother, you will understand that. My son, his name is Savaiki. I don't know where the name his mom just... I don't know. We just don't know where the names come from. It's just... I don't know. Years later, you look at it like, oh, how do I get the name Johnny or Kona? Well, the wife calls his son Johnny. Savaiki, and my daughter Ma, I don't know, I gave her the name, I don't know where it come from. I just always known to call it Kawana. You know how parents give their kids nicknames and you don't even know where it started from.
That's cool.
Just look at myself 3 years in, like, oh, why am I calling my daughter Kawana? Yeah. I've been calling her that name so much I forgot her real name.
That happens in the Algerian culture as well, bro.
Yeah.
I've found so much connection being an Algerian Kiwi, you know, all the island cultures, man. I tell you what, bro, now that we've had a little bit of testimony for everyone with you getting in with the music and music videos as well, is there any big plans from here, next goals, overseas, things to inspire everyone?
Yeah, my next goal is to next week I'll be hitting the islands and just spread the music that I have, and then come back, finish my video off, and really try to get to the destination of collaborating with Aradna Lady 6. I've collaborated with one of my favorite my favorite artist in the world, Chong Ni. The other is Aradna Lady 6, and man, I would love to collaborate with them. Even if this video finds you, Red Nine Lady 6, I would love to collaborate with you on some serious stuff.
Yeah, like a real song. Real meaning. Hard out. And I think when some people like my
Johnny,
you know what?
Johnny, Johnny,
Kwanda.
Sorry to call you Kwanda. You know, this is something I wanted to really share with a lot of people, and that is we're in an opportunity now to rise above very powerful forces. And I feel like when you make those funny songs, it's actually an opportunity for you to say, you know what, this stuff's already out there, let me share this so you all can understand it. I'm not just this person or that person, I'll do what I want to do.
Exactly. Yeah,
and there's no limits.
Yeah, there's no limits with music. Music is a feeling. Like, the music I hear around, and yeah, I love it, it's beautiful, you know, they cover aspects of love, they cover aspects of losing a loved one, or feeling down, or dedicated to someone, where, yeah, I do those also, but I love talking about different aspects of life too, that people don't talk about. I'm like a no-holds-barred dude, where, you know, let's just be realistic, people have relationship problems every single day, but, you know, what you project on social media, like, our life is, everything is perfect, I just had a beautiful meal, look at me and my wife and the kids or whatever, etc., for example. Well, I like covering, I like also writing about stuff too, like having a relationship problem, like, you know, you want to get intimate with your partner and she's not feeling it, or let's say time of the month, for example, and, yeah, I'll write about something like that, or, you know, we can't lie. There's always going to be someone that you really dislike in this world. So,
yes.
And make a song about that, because I know somebody in the world relate to it. Like, you know, he's a dick.
Yes.
Yep, start writing about that, or...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just think outside the box. Yeah, authenticity.
Authenticity is different from the template that a lot of people feel is the best.
For me, I'll write about anything. I really don't care. Whatever comes to mind is whatever I'm going to write.
Yeah, and same goes for music videos, eh? Like,
yeah.
A lot of times you see the same sort of music videos, which is cool. We're not hating.
I think Aotearoa, I think, don't quote me on this, and I may be wrong, but I think for mainly Aotearoa, not all, but I'd say a good maybe 70 to 80% is where the video clips, especially in the hip-hop community, it's always like, oh yeah, I'm G, I'm cool, look at me with the cigarettes for all the boys, showing change and all that stuff, where if I do a video, if it suits that, if it suits it, then cool, roll with it. But if it's a song about, you know, say, I'm happy and stuff, happy also just doesn't mean sitting over there with cigarettes, cool with all your boys and all your cars and stuff. Happy will be freely, freely yourself, jumping up and down, dancing.
Going for the ball, you know.
Yeah, some people look like that, especially myself. I know this by experience that when I was young, if you ever saw some dude like that in the video, like, he's all shit. Yeah. No disrespect to the gay people or anything, because I respect them very much. But, you know, when we were young, we used to look at him like, he's a gay cunt, he's a homo.
Now, we all know.
Now, I'm freely me, I don't care. If I feel happy and stuff in the music video, I'm dancing.
If you look gay, then it's even better.
Yeah, I didn't even know how to dance. I'm like, it's one thing I love about this fella, so me, he doesn't care who's around. If he's happy and feeling the vibe in the dance, that's him. Yeah, cha-cha.
Yeah. It's important to know as well that some people get so caught in the words, they forget about the beat. You know, if the beat's driving you, you're almost on this whole different level, because everyone's like, okay, well, you know, cool beat, took time to make it cool, but like everyone's listening to the single of the rapper and thinking they're the star. I think the beat maker's the star as well.
Yeah, 50% is part of it, because some people listen to music where it might not even be the lyrics or stuff, but the beat is so cool and catchy, where it's like, this is Ben,
That's how I put a maximum as well. You did a mean production on that, bro. Like, you made much reggae before that beat, or was that one of your ones you really figured out, okay, this is some reggae, like, mixing and...
Oh, yeah, I've made it, but it's just whatever comes to mind or whatever I'm feeling or whatever the artist wants or something, get a fair idea and try to do it to how I think it should sound like.
Nice, bro. Oh, well, I'm inspired by your quality of music. Reggae, I would love to get to, you know, the side of everything, mixing, composition. You've got some really good skills with that. Even your electronic, bro, like, show me how to move that thing. Oh my goodness, that is a hard hitting track. Especially when it hits that you know, that drums, man, you know. So keep up what you're doing, but also know that when you're ready to do something new, bro, everyone's got your back, because we've just talked about the testimony it brings, not just to you, but to people around the world, all your fans around the world. You've been trending for ages, and yeah, I'm not one to talk like that, but it's a fact, and that's the truth, and that's the testimony, bro. So just be very, very proud. I know you are, but also everyone is so proud of you too, bro. And don't, yeah, all the haters, obviously, it's like, there's a lot of them are insecure, eh?
Yeah.
A lot of them are so insecure that they feel, like, offended by things that don't have to offend them. Well, maybe it's not good for the kids, but, you know, the truth is the kids are going to see worse out there anyway.
Yeah.
As long as we just remind the kids, hey, we're not serious. I think that's better than some of this stuff, which is, like, in schools where... they're like at their level and they're saying, nah, we're serious about this, and like, hey, you know what I mean?
Yeah, brother.
People could see you're making light hearts and jokes about things, which adds context, bro. So props to you, bro.
Thank you, brother.
I think that's really the crux of this catch up again, is just seeing that you've been able to move mountains through not just seeing things from one angle. Let's see this, let's try this, let's try that. So yeah, man, that's your latest track, Wifey. Yeah, man, that's the song. Number one on the NZ Singles Chart. And a salute to your dad and mum. Great people as well, actually.
Yeah.
Your mum and dad are just, have allowed you to do music.
Yeah. Have you seen this, mum and dad? Love you very much too.
Yeah, that's cool. Man, that's a wrap, I reckon. But any last words for everyone, actually, because it could be, now that we know that you're heading out soon, any goals you'd like to achieve when you're out there, and things that people can look forward to, or is it just stay tuned?
Just stay tuned for now. Stay tuned for now.
Yeah, stay tuned, partner. But that is us. Thank you for your time, brother.
You too, my brother. Good to see you very much. Appreciate you very much. And we celebrate our success of a number one hit.
Team music.
Big part, team music. We're going to buy some nice bakery, some pies, some cream donuts, some bacon and egg pies.
Some hard drives.
Oh, bro, speaking of hard drive, I've done what you told me to do. I got me an SSD.
Ah, nice. Nice. How big?
2 TB.
Ooh, good on you,
T. Because it was on special for Matariki, and it costed me... Is it a good deal? $189.
Very good.
Yeah, it's going to cost like $289 or
$299. Should have got one from PBT?
Yeah, PBT, $189.
You know,
the sale just ended on Monday.
Damn. We'll find out what's out there. But
I got that, and bro, they had SD cards over there, Samsung SSD SD cards. And it costed, brother, it was going to cost $112 or something, and bro, they were a special $41.
Matariki, man.
Yeah, whipped me up two of them. So ooh, I got two SSD SD cards, 256 GB and 2 TB.
Yep, if you think I'm a hustler, this guy. No, that's about it.
Good podcast.
Wait.